While in the U.S., the media have almost universally glommed onto the blame game narrative to drive coverage of the government shutdown, reaction from around the world has been most diverse. Aviva Shen of the progressive website Think Progress did a roundup of reactions from around the globe. Aviva, welcome to On the Media.
Thanks for having me.
Can we start with Britain?
Anthony Zurcher in the BBC actually made the comparison to Syria and said that even in the middle of this bloody civil war, the Syrian government has continued to pay its bills and workers' wages. And David Cameron even told BBC Radio 4 that it's a risk to the world economy if the U.S. can't properly sort out its spending plans.
And the Daily Mail, the tabloid?
They just said America shuts down in a very dramatic fashion.
There was a lot of criticism, some from obvious friends like Germany, some from troublesome nominal allies like Russia. Give me an idea of the scope of the reaction.
Germany was blaming a handful of radicals. Der Spiegel said that a superpower has paralyzed itself. And another paper said that there would be fatal consequences to the U.S. recovery. And Russia, they were saying that the elephants are robbing the U.S. government, and that the U.S. would be left penniless. And they were worrying about what it would do to Russian visas.
So like the coverage in the U.S. media where there's, you know, I don't know, 10,000 people killed in a monsoon and the headline is about the U.S. citizen who's unaccounted for, the coverage around the world was kind of parochial. The Russians were looking at the visa situation. I think there was something about the International Space Station, too, whether you'd be able to support the cosmonauts. Did that kind of, how does this affect us, ethic, show up elsewhere?
Yeah, well, France was worried about tourists and also American cemeteries that were closed in France. Pretty much every international paper that I saw talked about the impact on tourists. And, of course, people are worried about world markets, which have so far stayed pretty steady, but who knows what'll happen if it goes on for much longer.
Tell me about South Korea. They have a particularly significant stake in American fiscal affairs.
Right. South Korea was pretty worried that it was going to affect the military presence in South Korea, that perhaps troops were going to be scaled back. And Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel is there right now. He made sure to reassure everyone that budgetary issues were not going to require the U.S. to reduce its military presence in South Korea.
As I looked at the coverage that you excerpted in your post, some of the most forgiving commentary came from China.
Voice of America interviewed a professor at the Carnegie Tsinghua Center for Global Policy in Beijing, and he said that if this were happening in another country, maybe it would be more concerning. But he believes in the maturity of the U.S. government and American politicians to have the wisdom to come to a consensus and solve this issue smoothly, which is a lot more confidence than I've heard elsewhere. Europe may have been a little more critical, in part because the U.S. has been doing so much financial proselytizing on the euro crisis, and I think that they see this as hypocrisy.
Physician, heal thyself.
Yes, exactly.
Aviva, thank you.
Thanks so much.
Aviva Shen is a reporter for thinkprogress.org.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.